Atkinson, radio's all-time favorite, Amos and Andy. Brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of new 1950 Rinso with Solium. Soap to get your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso white.
Rinso new. Ago, the Kingfish came into possession of a rather ancient automobile, which he's now trying to sell. The used car dealers laughed. The newspapers wouldn't even accept his ad. So finally, he's fallen back on what he knows from experience is his most likely customer.
Well, there you is, Andy. Yeah, ain't it a beauty? Tell me, has you ever seen a car like this before?
No, I can't say I is. Of course, I was only 42 years old.
This car ain't old, you know. It's one of the last models that was made in 1926.
Yeah,
it's a great shape. It's had 300,000 miles of careful driving. Yeah, look at it there. Nice light blue color with a yellow stripe around it.
Yeah, you know, I've been looking at the thing here. Just what make is this, Kingfish? It don't look like nothing that I've ever seen.
Well, I'll explain that to you, Andy. You see, over the years, this beautiful car has got to be a combination of the best features of a lot of different makes.
Yeah? Well, is that a revetting?
Oh, certainly. Where else is you going to find a car with a Stutz Bearcat motor and an Essex rear end? Why don't you hop in the car there and start the motor up there and listen to some nice running?
Yeah, I'll get around over here. Hey, Kingfish, there ain't no door here on the driver's side.
Well, there ain't supposed to be, Andy. It's an emergency exit. By order of the fire department. The other three doors don't open at all, you see. Go ahead now, sit behind the wheel there and start up, son. Push the button and listen to a purr. I'll crank it at the same time you push there. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Henry, how'd you like the sound of that Stutz Bearcat engine under the hood there?
You know what? You sound like the bear trying to claw its way out to me. Tell me this. How come it stalled like that?
Oh, ain't nothing serious. And the most likely the gasoline, one of them octanes must jam in the transmission there, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't know about this car. I like them new ones with the hydroerratic drive on them. I tell you what, though, I might consider the thing if the price was right. How much you want for it?
Well, Andy, the base price is $20, but if you want the extras, like the motor and the wheels, it'll run you up. Well, that stuff be $400.
$400? Kingfish, I ain't interested in the car.
You ain't?
No, definitely not. I don't want no part of that car, and don't ever mention it to me again, neither.
That's right, Andy. Keep an open mind on it there. I tell you, sleep over the thing overnight. We'll discuss it again tomorrow.
All right. Where are you going now, Kingfish?
Well, let's see what time it is. 6 o'clock, I gotta take Sapphire to some dance tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll step on into Lodge Hall here and take a little cat nap. You know, I was a little tired, Andy. Left the lights on. Wait a minute. That light's coming from the other side. Must be the northern light. Maybe that's the aurora boric acid coming. Oh, let me look at my watch here and see what time it is. Holy smokes, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Where is I? I got to get home. I got to take Sapphire to a dance 8 hours ago. Oh, I'm late. What'll I do? Now, let's see. Wait a minute, that's funny. My car ain't in front of the lodge hall here where I left it. I wonder who... Holy smokes, it's way down the end of the block. Who in the world has been using my car? Well, I can't worry about it now. I gotta get home and get there quick. Oh, me. Well, I'll get on in the house here. Good. Ain't no lights on. Thank goodness Sapphire is still asleep. I gotta be careful. This is like going into a cage of wild bears.
Is that you, John Stevens?
Oh, the old grizzly's awake. Good morning, sweetheart. I thought I'd hit the ball early this morning. Got dressed, made my bed up and everything, just leaving the house.
Don't you give me that. Where you been all night?
Well, now, look here, honey. You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
I will believe you, George.
I tell you, you won't believe me.
I will believe you.
All right, I dozed off at the lodge hall and didn't wake up till now.
I don't believe you.
Well, but that's the truth, honey. I was there for 11 hours. It was one of the deepest dozes I ever had. Lucky I had 3 cups of coffee before I went under, I'd still be going.
Not only that, George Stevens, but you were supposed to take me to a dance last night.
Yeah, I know.
I had to go to the thing unescorted, and nobody danced with me. It was your place to be there.
Well, that wouldn't have done no good. I can't force nobody to dance with you. Yeah, I tried a lot of times there. Made a lot of enemies that way. Say, there's something I want to ask you. By any chance, did you come over to Lodge Hall and use my car to go to that dance?
George, you must be out of your head. I wouldn't go near that old car.
Well, that's saying somebody moved my car. I parked in front of the Lodge Hall this morning, and I found it a block away from there where I parked it.
Listen, I ain't interested in your old car. And what's more, you suddenly got your nerve coming home at this hour and expecting me to believe a trumped-up story like that. What do you think I am, nohow?
Listen, if I told you, it would only start another argument.
I don't want to talk to you no more. I'm going in the bedroom, coming in here with a crazy story like that.
You is a fine wife. All I does is ask for a little understanding, and I don't get it. I tell you one thing, Sapphire. It'll be a dark day before I ask you for anything again.
That suits me fine, you big bum.
Whoever made up that expression about a man's better half ought to get a load of her. Well, I ain't going to be able to go back to sleep now. I'll just sit up here in the front room. I'll turn on the radio. Oh, me. Life really got its problems already.
The current developments on the European front up to this moment. Now for the local scene. In a daring pre-dawn robbery, a lone gunman burglarized the Robbins Jewelry Store on Lenox Avenue. A loss of over $2,000 in jewels was reported. The only clue to the identification of the gunman is that he made his getaway in a light blue sedan with a yellow stripe around it. And the door on the driver's side was missing.
Oh, me. What did he say?
The police have started a citywide hunt. In Washington, the Congress...
Holy smoke. So that's what's happened to my car. Oh, me, it was used in a robbery. They can't pin this on me. They could, how can they? Oh, me. Sapphire, I got to talk to you. I need your help.
You need my help? You certainly got a sharp memory. Only 1 minute ago, you said it would be a dark day before you ever asked me for anything again.
Honey, the eclipse is here.
Whiter than you,
rinso white,
brighter than you,
rinso white, rinso white,
rinso new,
rinso new. It's an amazing fact. 1950 Rinso with Solium gets white clothes whiter, washable colors brighter than new, rinso new. Even on rainy days, Rinso puts sunshine in your wash. No other soap can make your wash so white, so bright, because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. 1950 Rinso gets out more dirt. Yes, gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. Yet Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to your hands. Get Rinso today. See your wash become whiter, brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso bright,
Rinso new.
Come in, Henry.
Hello, King. Say, what's wrong with you? I never see you look so worried.
Well, I is, Henry, but I just can't tell you about it.
Oh, Kingfish, you can confide in me. After all, I have been your intricate friend for years.
Tell me, did you read in the paper about the jewelry store robbery?
Yes, I did.
Well, him and my car was used in that robbery. The police is looking for the car. The thing is, I was asleep in the lodge hall doing the robbery, so I ain't got no alibi to prove that I didn't pull the job.
Well, ain't there nobody that could testify that you were sleeping there?
Nobody seen me. I ain't got no witness.
Yes, you was in a bit of a jam. On top of having no alibi, your absence at the dance last night had everybody talking.
It did, huh?
Oh, yes. Sapphire tried to cover it up by saying you was working. That brought down the house.
Henry, this thing is closing in on me. What must I do?
Well, the only way to take and link you with the crime is through the car. The obvious thing is to dispose of the car.
Yeah, that's right. Dispose of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know just the disposal you look to use.
Yeah.
I'm going to get rid of that car fast, because they could convict me of a jewelry store robbery on circumstantial evidence alone.
Yes, they could.
Well, I was in a mess, Henry.
Yes, I'd say you were, Kingfish.
Now, listen, Henry. You don't by no chance think that I committed the jewelry store robbery, though, do you?
Oh, no, Kingfish. I've known you for a long time. I know your habits and your character. You would never commit any such crime.
Thanks, Henry. That makes me feel better.
By the way, when the heat is off, I hope you let me have first crack at that jewelry.
Yeah. Come in, Brother Andrew.
Say, Kingfish, you done left a message up at my place for me to come over here. What you want to see me about?
Well, Andy, old pal...
Hold it right there. Whatever it is, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, well, what's the matter, Andy?
Listen, I don't want to hear nothing that starts out with Andy, old pal. I can never afford it.
Oh, no, Andy. I asked you to come over here to do you a favor.
Oh, what's that?
And I done reconsidered about that car of mine.
I don't care what you has done. I ain't paying no $400 for that junkie.
Well, now, that's what I just getting at, Andrew. I has done shaved the price a little. If you act fair, you can have the thing for $2.
$2? Well, I don't know, Kingfish. You see...
Would you take the car if I give you $2?
Tell you the truth, Kingfish.
Would you take the car if I give you $400?
Listen, Kingfish, the thing I want to know is why is you so anxious to get rid of this car all of a sudden?
Well, Andy, I can see that you ain't heard about the economic conditions of the country.
What you mean by that, now?
Well, you remember last year how the automobile business went from a seller's market to a buyer's market?
Yeah, I heard something about that.
Well, yesterday, the thing took a turn for the worse.
Yeah.
It's now what they call a giver's market, that's it.
You mean to say, Kingfish, you want to give me the car for nothing?
Yeah, and, I know when I was licked, boy, you really got me over a barrel. Yeah, you really sensed the trend of the time, you know it?
I did.
Oh, y'all still playing dumb on me, huh? You was a slicky, all right. I know when I was beat, Andy. Look here, I got the contract all filled out here. I done already signed my name on it. Right there where it says victim. See, there's my name. Right there.
Yeah, well, I guess I was pretty smart, all right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then, take the pen and put your John Hancock right there, right on them tops, right on top of them.
Okay, Kingfish. Hey, look, I just noticed them. You done dated this thing wrong. This is dated last Wednesday.
Well, yes, and now, I had to make the thing retroactive so that you owns the car as of last Wednesday, you see. You see, this is Sunday, and Sunday's always been illegal business for everybody except delicatessen stores, you know, something like that. Sign right there, and right on them dots, right on top of them.
All right, all right.
Put your full name there.
There you is. Andrew Hogg Brown.
Yeah, congratulations, Andy. You are now a full-fledged retroactive car owner with no kickback.
Yeah. You know, Kingfish, for a minute there, I think you were trying to chip me. But like you say, I was too smart for you. Yeah. Oh, hi, Amos. Come in.
Hello there, boy. Say, Kingfish, I was just talking to Henry Van Porter. That's terrible, your car being used in that holdup last night.
What was that?
Tough rig about your car there, Henry. And if there's any way I can help you in your trouble, just call on me. See you later.
Hey, Kingfish, you sit right where you are. You ain't going no place.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. Let go of my neckline.
You sit back down.
Oh, fellas, now, take it easy.
Kingfish, I'm going to beat you to a pulp. Then I'm going to beat up the pulp.
Andy, you wouldn't hit a man who weighed 130 pounds and was shorter than you would you?
Yeah, I'd enjoy hitting a man shorter than I am.
All right, then you and Amos fight. I'm going to get out of here.
Come here. Listen, Kingfish, look at here.
Oh, listen, boy, look here. There ain't no time to fight. Whoever owns that car ought to go to the police and explain the thing. Yeah, well, why don't you take his advice, Andy? Amos is trying to help you.
Now, listen here, Kingfish.
Andy, believe me, you is the owner of the car. Hey, is that right, Anna?
I don't know, Amos. I just signed a radioactive contract. I put my John Hamhock on it and everything else.
I know is, boys, that whoever owns that car better go to the police and get the thing straightened out, or there's going to be real trouble. So long, fellas.
That Amos. Go to the police.
Why do he always want to do things in a roundabout way, ask me that?
Kingfish, now, about me being revolved in this thing.
Now, don't try to back out of it, Anders. You was already signed the contract. On top of that, you was revolved in another way. You remember about 2 weeks ago, you was with me when I bought them seat covers for the car?
Yeah, well, what about it?
Well, you saw me buy the material, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, you was using the material witness. Oh, not only that, but you was with me when I bought the horn for the car, so you was accessory, too. And you was in this thing a half a dozen different ways.
You know, Kingfish, I can get in more trouble doing nothing than anybody I know.
Andy, old pal, I'm going to stand by in your time of need.
That's the stuff. Now you're talking. What can I do to get out of this mess?
Well, Andy, I kind of been mulling over the thing for a while. I've been talking here. I think I done mulled myself up an angle here.
Good.
Look, well, if the police is looking for a light blue car, why don't we paint the thing some other color?
Yeah. You got something there, Kingfish.
Yeah.
Then the police can never catch up with us. What color you think we ought to paint it?
Well, we don't want to paint no color that's going to attract attention.
No.
We want to use something that ain't conspicuous, you know.
Yeah. I tell you, we'll paint it that dark red color. That, what they call it?
Oh, that's a great color. It's called macaroon. Yeah, that's well, Andy, we sure done a nice paint job on that car. Look at that. You don't look bad standing there at the curb, do you?
No, that's a nice shade of macaroon, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the police ain't never going to come after us now, is they?
Oh, no, they're looking for a blue car, you see. We got a red one there. We is in the clear, all right.
Oh, yeah. Holy mackerel.
What's the matter, Emma?
Look who's riding down the street here on one of them new two-seater tandem bicycles. Hmm. Shorty the barber. Now I have seen everything.
Well, hello there, Shorty.
Well, I'll be doggone if it is. Imagine, I never expected to see. Hi, fella.
Shorty, that tandem bicycle you got there, that is really something.
Oh, yeah. Me and my gal has been having a nice ride here, whizzing around corners and everything. Oh, by the way, fellas, I'd like you to meet my gal. Permit me to introduce you. It gives me great pleasure to... wait!
Yeah, you must have lost her off of there someplace, Shorty.
Yeah, well, that's life. Say, Kingfish, didn't this car of yours used to be light blue? How come you painted it?
Well, now, look, Shorty, keep your big mouth closed about this, but somebody used this car in the jewelry store robbery.
That car, Kingfish?
That's right.
Well, then, you fellas is in awful trouble.
Well, what do you mean, Shorty?
Well, now, this is a strange thing, fellas, but the janitor of the Lennox Arm apartment, he was up in my barbershop this morning. He was telling me that a woman that lives in apartment 622 in that building, she sees the robbery.
You mean that a woman in apartment 622 sees the robbery, Shorty?
Oh, yeah. it seems that she managed to catch the last three numbers of the license plate. And she's decided to turn the information over to the police the first thing tomorrow morning.
You know what that means, Andy?
Yeah, I hope I get an outside cell, that's all.
Sorry, tell me this. Who is this woman? You know anything about her?
Well, all I know is that the janitor was telling me that she is always entering all kinds of contests trying to win prizes.
And those contests, wait a minute. You know, Andy, if we were to get this woman out of town, why, she couldn't go to the police tomorrow. And I think that contest stuff give us the angle we need.
Yeah, if she gives the police that license number, we're going to be in terrible trouble, you know that.
Oh, what you told you? Don't be silly. Even if they put you in jail, they couldn't keep you there.
Oh, they couldn't, Shorty?
No, you could get a bail bond from... you could get out on a writ of Hebrew... you could get out on a heavy... A copy of a heavy... want to buy a hacksaw?
I wish Amos and Andy were on television tonight because I have here 12 beautiful Christmas cards that I wish all of you could see. They're really handsome, colorful cards, each a print of a winter scene by a famous American artist. Now, you'd say the set of 12 cards is a big dollar value, but here's a surprise. You can get them all for just 25 cents and a Rinso box top. Yes, 12 cards with envelopes for 25 cents and a Rinso box top. But you must hurry. There's only a limited supply. The address is Rinso Christmas Card Club, Box 30, New York 8. This offer is limited to the continental United States, Alaska, and Hawaii. Allow 3 weeks for delivery, but hurry. Avoid the last-minute Christmas rush. Send 25 cents and a Rinso box top to Rinso Christmas Card Club, Box 30, New York 8. Do it today.
Well, Andy, here's the woman's apartment, 622. Her name is Miss Higgins.
Yeah.
Now, remember, the whole thing is to get her out of town so that she can't give the cops our license number.
Yeah, we're going to use that contest angle on her, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Everybody in town has done entered that Crystal Crunchy contest.
Yeah.
And if she's crazy about contests, she certainly ought to be in that one. I'll ring the bell, you know.
Okay.
And don't forget, I was the head of the command. You were the chief contest judge.
How do you do?
Madam, allow me to congratulate you. I was here to tell you that you was the winner of the Crystal Crunchy contest.
Oh, you mean that I won the contest? Well, won't you come in?
Well, thank you, thank you. Allow us to introduce ourselves. I am Mr. Crystal, president of the outfit. And our vice president, Mr. Crunchy, couldn't make it today, but this gentleman here is the judge of the Limerick contest, the famous poet Henry Wadsworth Brown.
A real poet? Oh, how charming. I've always wanted to be a real poet.
Likewise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is one of the top men in the racket. Yeah, he wrote some great poetry. Under the Village Smithy, Little Pete, and all that stuff. Say something to the lady in poetry, Wadsworth.
Roses is red, violets is blue. I was happy to meet up with you.
Jim, he's a genius.
Oh, tell me, I'm so excited about winning the contest. Which one of my limericks won it?
Which one you say?
Yes, I sent him three.
Well, I tell you, miss, all three of them won. You won win, place, and show, yeah.
You won the contest right across the board.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so exciting, winning the contest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when do I get the $10,000?
Well, we brought well, you see, that is, $10,000. Well, don't stand there, watch. Well, say something.
Roses is red.
Excuse me for protruding this, but you said something about the
$10,000. It said in the paper the first prize was $10,000.
Yeah, well, miss, I guess you read the rules of the contest, but you ain't read them careful enough. They said the first prize was $10,000 or a trip to Boston. Now, you was done won the all part of the contest.
But I don't want to go to Boston.
Would you care to try for Cincinnati?
I don't want to go no place. I just want to get my money.
Well, now, look here, miss. Don't be a sore winner. Now, here's your ticket to Boston. The train leaves at 9:15, and you'll have to hurry.
Well, I guess I ought to get something out of this contest, and I do have some friends I could stay with.
Well, here's the ticket. Hope you have a nice trip.
Oh, yeah, this is the best time to see Boston, right now, right away.
Well, I'll get packed now, but I wish I wasn't leaving till tomorrow morning. I was going someplace with my sister in the morning.
Your sister?
Yeah, she saw a robbery, and she's going to the police station to give them the license number.
Oh, me. Give me back that ticket, lady. Wadsworth, you better take another look at them limericks,
yeah.
You know.
So long, lady.
Yeah. Well, Andy, what do you think?
Roses is red, violets is blue. The thing didn't work, and I think we are through.
Yeah. Andy, when the police gets our license number tomorrow morning, we're really going to be in trouble.
Oh, yeah, I was really getting scared, Kingfish.
Hey, look who's coming to the drugstore there. Yeah, he got a briefcase under his arm. Yeah, the Calhoun, the politician. Come on out here, Jeff.
Hello there, boys. I ain't seen you in a long time.
Hey, Calhoun, we is in trouble. Could we retain you as a lawyer to defend us?
I'm sorry, I'm moving right along.
We need your help.
Sorry, I'm moving right along.
We got $10 in cash.
I just come to a full stop.
Listen, here's the thing, Mr. Calhoun. The car we got was used in that big jewelry store robbery, and the police got your license number.
Well, the thing for you to do is to switch license plates.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You mean switch the front one to the back and the back one to the front?
Kingfish, I have yet a lame brain, but this friend here of yours has got a compound fracture.
Look, Andy, Calhoun has got a good idea there. Look here, I just remembered. Right after this last New Year's Day, one of the Lodge brothers went to Florida and left his car in my customer. He's in the lot in the back of the Lodge hall there. Been sitting there since New Year's Day.
Yeah.
That we can take our place off, throw him away, and put his place on our car.
Oh, yeah, they'll never catch us that way.
Oh, this is great, Calhoun, but one thing. If the police do catch us, if you got any experience in defending these kind of cases?
Experience? When one of my biggest cases, I defended a fella that shot a man.
Yeah, well, what happened with the thing?
Nothing to it. I asked for a short trial, made a short speech to the jury, and asked the judge for a short sentence.
Well, how did your client come out?
On a long rope.
Well, Kingfish, we sure got out of that mess all right.
Yeah, Andy, with them license plates from that other car on here, we ain't got nothing to worry about now.
Yeah, I'm breathing a lot easier now.
Yeah, yeah, and you know something? My car never runs better. I done had the motor tuned up and everything.
Wait a minute. Your car? Kingfish, ain't you got the future tense messed up with the past popsicle or something?
What do you mean, Andy?
Well, after all, Kingfish, I done signed a contract saying you give me this thing.
And look, I don't mean to explain this to you. That contract was on the basis of a quick-term option, and your franchise done first five. You ain't got no more rights to this thing.
Wait a minute here. This is the dirtiest trick you done ever pulled
on. Well, you are through with the car. It belongs to me.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't never want to have nothing to do with you again. Stop this car and let me get out of here.
Well, all right. If that's the way you feel about it, it's all right with me. I'll stop the car. All right. Now get out of here.
Go on, you big bum. I never want to speak to you again.
Yeah, go ahead. That boy sure is a store here. Ain't no sense in trying to be nice to nobody. That's the way I figure it. Uh-oh, what is this? What is this here?
All right, buddy, get your hands up there. Don't find anything funny.
Well, now, wait a minute, officer. You got the wrong man. I didn't have nothing to do with that jewelry store robbery.
Jewelry store? We cleared up that case this morning.
Well, then you won't be needing me then, huh?
Oh, yes, we will. Those license plates identify you as the man who held up the United States Post Office last New Year's Day.
Oh, wait a minute. You know, Andy, my wife says there's one thing all women agree on.
Yeah, well, I suppose I am kind of good-looking.
Yeah, but what she meant was that they all agree about Rinso.
More women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. Rinso gets white clothes whiter than new, washable colors brighter than new, because only Rinso contains psyllium. Rinso is great for dishes, too. Rinso makes the hardest part of dishwashing easier. Pots and pans positively shine. Get the economical giant-size Rinso right away.
Stay tuned for the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy program, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Good night, folks.
See you next Sunday.
Lifebuoy, a skin cleaner, gives you longer all-over protection after your daily bath. Remember, there's not just one or two, but 13 areas of the skin where doctors have found B.O. Lifebuoy protects you all over, gives you top 24-hour security. Get Lifebuoy right away. Be sure and listen to the Amos and Andy Show at the same time next Sunday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.